Well, welcome to Local Matters. Our topic today is Education Matters, and we've got some special guests with us. We are talking about Rotary Exchange Programs, and we have Johanna Peckman, an exchange student from Austria, and Rick Woods from the Cookeville Rotary to talk about the exchange programs that we do here in Cookeville and that Johanna is participating in all the way from Austria. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, and Rick, people know you a bit anyway, but tell us briefly what you do and how you got involved in Rotary Exchange.
Well, I've been involved in Rotary since 1984, I think, is when I first joined Rotary. So that was a long time ago. And I've been involved directly with the Youth Exchange Program since 2004, I think it was, when I first got really heavily involved and became the Youth Exchange Officer for our Noonday Rotary Club in Cookeville. And so in that responsibility or in that position, I'm responsible for recruiting students to be outbound students to go abroad and study abroad for either a summer or for a year. And with the inbound students responsible for coordinating their life while they're here in school, getting them in school here, finding host families for them to stay with and staying in touch with them. And that's the best part is being with them and learning about them and their countries and their culture. That's the fun part of my job as a youth exchange officer for our club.
Johanna, tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us about your hometown after you do that.
Hey, I'm Johanna. I'm from Austria. I'm 15, and I'm doing an exchange in Cookeville right now. And I'm from a town in Austria that is called Klagenfurt. It's in the Alps. We have a lot of snow. Now I'm in Cookeville, and I'm enjoying my experience here, and I love it so far.
So you get to snow ski a little more over there than you do
around
here. Oh, my
God, yes. Yes. I actually went on a ski trip in January to North Carolina, which was really fun.
But with some other exchange students?
Yes, that's correct.
Not just from Cookeville?
Nope. That was exchange students from North Carolina and Tennessee, but it's nothing to, like, you can't compare it to Austria.
So. Different kind of snow, different kind
yes.
of mountains. The Alps are a little different than the Smokies.
Exactly.
Or the Appalachians, wherever you were. Well, Rick, how long has Rotary been involved in this? I know you've been involved a while. And roughly how many students from the Upper Cumberland have participated in Youth Exchange?
Rotary is the oldest exchange program in existence, I believe. Actually, the first Rotary Exchange student was sent in 1927.
Wow.
So Rotary's been involved in exchanging students for many, many years. I've been involved again since 2000. I've been involved for 15 years.
A long time.
Directly been involved in Youth Exchange. And so in that time since I've been involved, we have sent out 22 students from the Upper Cumberland area to various countries in South America, in Europe, and in Asia. And in that time, we have received 27 students as inbound students here in the Cookeville. I say the Upper Cumberland, but those are the ones that I'm aware of from in Cookeville, in the Cookeville area, in Putnam County primarily. There may be a few more in the Upper Cumberland region that I'm not counting
sure.
in that number because I don't deal as closely with them. But there are 27 students that we have hosted.
And roughly where have they gone? What kind of countries?
Again, we exchange with, it depends on the year, but 25 to 30 countries. There are a total, I think there are 80 countries that do youth exchange, and we can't possibly accommodate, we can't come up with enough students to do exchange with all of those
right.
countries. So we exchange with 25 to 30 students or countries each year. And those countries are typically in Brazil, or in Brazil, in South America. I was thinking of Brazil, in South America, in Europe, and in Asia. So the South American countries usually are Brazil. We send and receive a number of students from Brazil every year, Argentina, Chile, Peru, Ecuador. Those are some of the countries in South America that we exchange with. In Europe, many countries, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Spain, France, many countries in Europe. And then in Asia, we exchange with Taiwan, Thailand, South Korea, Japan, a number
wow.
of countries in Asia as well. And those are all opportunities for students that live in this area to spend a year abroad and experience that culture and learn that language in one of those countries.
And some of those languages are challenging.
They are very much so.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Student going to Japan or even to Germany would certainly face some challenges, but face some great opportunities too.
Absolutely. And you don't, you know, if you go to Thailand, you can't go to your local high school and take a course of study in Thai. You don't learn that language. We don't offer that language in our high schools here. So
right.
It is a real challenge. You have to work very hard to get some understanding of that language before you go, and then you become much better able to speak that language once you're there and spend some time. And you're immersed in that language and in that culture.
And that's the beauty. The immersion is where the learning is.
Absolutely.
No question. Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking to Johanna Peckman from Austria, a youth exchange student, and to Rick Woods. Johanna, you've seen a lot of differences, I'm sure, but how about the school system? What has been different about the school experience?
Well, first of all, our schools are smaller, way smaller. I know Cookeville High School is a really big school, but my school in Austria has 900 students for 8 grades, and that's a big school for us. It's like the biggest high school or middle and high school. Mm-hmm. In my town. So it's a small school, I guess, for here. Also, we don't choose our subjects like here. We don't get credits. Everyone has to take the same classes, so you end up with the same amount of classes. So you usually like have to learn another. It's usually English. English is always a language you have to learn. And we usually start in third grade. Some schools start in the fifth grade to learn like English. And then you usually take another language to it. In Austria, I live like 30 minutes from Italy. So it's usually Italian. And I live 15 minutes from Slovenia, so sometimes they take Slovenian into
their
curriculum.
So how many languages do you speak?
Well, I speak 6 languages.
At 15 years old?
Yes, but I don't take credit for it. My parents are from Slovakia and from Hungary, so they kind of forced me into it. so it wasn't my choice. But yeah, that's a huge difference.
Those are some big changes. So what has been the fun part of Cookeville High School?
All the people here. Really to learn about how people study here and about the curriculum here. About all the fun classes you can take here, which you could never take in Austria.
So what's a fun class for you?
Well, I really enjoy biology. But I'm thinking about like band and stuff and arts classes that you can take. Also, a big difference is we don't have sports in schools. So when if you want to do sports, you have to like find a club on your own and just apply there. And it's usually at like 6 p.m. or something that they're like have meetings or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a huge difference too.
So you mentioned music. I know you play the accordion.
That's correct, yes.
And you have played for the Cookeville Rotary Club and in other settings too?
Yes, I've played for the winter concert at the high school. And I really enjoyed that. I play the classical accordion, so it's quite different from the accordion that you guys are used to, I guess.
A little bit more challenging, I think.
I guess so. I've never played the polka music. but yeah, it's quite different than polka. And yes, I enjoy playing it, and I've played it for over 12 years now.
Wow.
And yes, I love it.
And she is quite good at it.
She is quite good. Quite I've good. Heard her enough to know that she is very talented in her music. This is Local Matters, and we will be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking to Johanna Peckman from Austria, a youth exchange student, and to Rick Woods. Johanna, you have, in other settings, you've mentioned food. How is food different in the experience in Austria and what you see here in Tennessee?
Well, you guys have more Chick-fil-A and Zaxby's and this kind of fried food, especially. Mm-hmm. What's really good is the Mexican food.
That's your favorite, huh?
Yes. I love the Mexican food here. In Austria, we don't really have Mexican food. I don't know. I've never had Mexican food before. But yeah, that's quite different. You have a lot of fried things, and you have fries with every meal.
Yes.
Well, and you put cheese on everything.
Yes.
My friend, she's from Germany. She was complaining because she made a salad for her host family, and they wanted to put cheese on it. And she was like, why would you put cheese on salad? Like, we would not do that.
That's just a cultural difference,
yes,
isn't it?
So... yeah, cheese is a quite big difference.
Rick, tell us a little bit about some of the remarkable experiences that students have brought back from their time abroad. Can you think of one or two situations where they really came back with something they wanted to share?
That's a very good question, and off the top of my head, I really can't think. I think every exchange is unique. Every student is unique, and every exchange is unique, and the places they go, they have, unique opportunities. And so it's really difficult for me to think of specific things that have happened to students. I think I think overall, though, for every student, they have an experience that you can't really prepare for. They the best expectation is to have no expectation, to be wide open and welcoming and looking for to learn about the place and the people there. And we tell students as we get them prepared to go, you know, to be here and now, to be there where they are, and not to focus on other places, to be open and to try to experience everything they can. We tell students, as long as it's legal and moral and ethical, say yes to every opportunity that you have. Say yes, because you never know what you're going to find out and what you're going to learn, and how those experiences stay with you. I do know that, you know, when you get students who go to Peru, for example, and have the opportunity to stand at Machu Picchu and experience that, and to see that indigenous culture there, is something that they can't learn any other way. And we have that happen almost every year with students here. And so that's just one example of that I can think of that, you know, how else do you see that? How else do you really experience that at 15 and 16 years old? And what eye-opening opportunity, what an eye-opening opportunity that is to really understand those people and where they came from and what that history is just invaluable.
You get a different sense of history than just here in the United States.
Absolutely.
And I would expect any student that has been to Notre Dame has, in the last few weeks with their fire, had a remarkable flashbacks to,
absolutely,
to their time in France.
It's interesting, too, that I think of, and I'll mention her name, Angela Mendoza, who was an outbound exchange student 2 or 3 years ago, I can't remember, who is actually spending a year now in Spain in her college years. She's gone abroad again to study in Spain. But I just saw pictures of her that she shared with friends where she is visiting France again and visiting some of those folks that she spent time with when she was in France. And she's in Paris. Just a couple of days ago, she was in Paris. Again, there to see Paris again and to relive those moments and rekindle those friendships. That happens on a regular basis. I think of Callista Boyd, who went to Japan, who then came back and then spent a summer in Turkey and is majoring in international relations in college. The kinds of doors that exchange opens for students is just tremendous, tremendous. And I tell students all the time, you know, when you get back, you're going to be fluent in another language. And when you go to college, you can be a tutor.
Yes.
You can get paid for your knowledge. you can tutor other students who are struggling to learn that language because you're now fluent.
And I think at times I've known exchange students who actually changed their major when they got to college.
Oh, absolutely.
From what they thought they were going to major in because of that exchange experience. Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking to Johanna Peckman and Rick Woods. And Johanna, we mentioned host families. So you've had three host families.
Yes.
Talk about that experience a little bit of living with a host family.
Well, I'm really lucky. I have three amazing host families. They're really doing everything for me. They took me into their families as if I was their own. I really call my siblings, my host siblings. They're my siblings right now. And that's a great experience because I can talk to my host parents or my host moms, especially about everything. Basically, if I'm struggling at something, I can talk to any of them because I just trust them. And even if I'm just living with them for 3 months, they'll always be my moms. like my host mom's, and it's really nice. I don't know if I like the way with three host families, because I had to leave all three of them.
Right. So you, about the time you make friends and get comfortable.
So it was tough. But it's a really good thing, because they all three are different. They all three have. If people ask me like what host family did you like the most, I can't answer that, because they all have something that I really liked about them, and I enjoyed staying with them, with all three of them. So you can't really say that.
And it's great that you got to see some diversity and experience that other students might not.
Yeah, and I really enjoy the fact that all three, like in all three families, I have siblings that go to Cookeville High. So I always had friends at Cookeville High that I could talk to. Like in the beginning, if I didn't, I couldn't hang out with anyone, I just hung out with them, which was really cool. It's amazing how they all three families that I'm just a part of them, and I love that.
Well, that's great. Now tell us what you're studying at Cookeville High. What courses are you taking?
Well, I take choir, advanced choir, which is really a nice class. I do chemistry and biology, which I'm really interested into. So those are my favorite classes. I really enjoy doing that. I take U.S. history. Rotary actually wants you to take U.S. history and English, which is great because I get to learn more about the history and the language. So I really enjoy my U.S. history class and my English class too. And I take math, integrated math too, which is a really easy class, but it's fun.
Probably not easy for everyone, but I'm glad that you find it easy. Yeah,
it's I don't want to take any other math classes because I need to learn all the expressions in math, which is a challenge for me. So it's not like it's super easy, that class. It's just I need to learn the expressions, and that's the hardest part about the class right now for me.
And so when you go back to Austria, what year will you be in, and what will you take that year?
Well, technically, I'm a sophomore right now back in Austria. So I'll go back as a junior because I'll just skip my sophomore class, which is awesome. I really enjoy that. I'll basically just skip my sophomore year and have 2 years. And as I said, I can't really choose my classes, so we'll see if my teacher is giving me anything extra that I have to do. But
it'll have been worth the experience.
Yes,
if you have
definitely,
to do a little extra.
Definitely. And also, I enjoy going to school, so I like that if I can do some more to
and
learn.
And what do you plan to do in your career? Looking out ahead, what do you think you're going to do?
Well, I'm thinking about doing medicine. I really want to come back for college because I just fell in love with the U.S., especially Cookeville.
That's great. We have a college here.
Yes, I'm actually thinking about doing my undergraduate at Tennessee Tech. So I really want to do medicine because I'm super interested in science.
That's great.
It's like health science. Maybe that'll change. But
you can come to Tennessee Tech and then the chairman of the board of the Mayo Clinic went to Tennessee Tech for his pre-med work. So you can go anywhere with that pre-med activity. Well, it has been great having you on the program. Our guests today have been Rick Woods from the Cookeville Rotary Club and Johanna Peckman from Austria. And we have been talking about youth exchange and some of the great experiences you can have when you're 15 years old or 16 or whenever. going to other countries and learning other cultures. It's been an honor to have you both. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much
for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Well, great. And best of luck in the rest of the year at Cookeville High.
Thank you.